In March of 2003, a grim-faced George W. Bush announced to the American people that we had gone to war in Iraq.
At this hour, American and coalition forces are in the early stages of military operations to disarm Iraq, to free its people, and to defend the world from grave danger.
Less than 2 months later, from the decks of the USS Abraham Lincoln, the president made another famous announcement.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
Bush later admitted that it was a mistake to hang a mission accomplished banner behind him. 7 years later, American combat troops are finally coming home.
But what mission did we accomplish? It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Thursday, August 19th. Will this be the day known as the end of the war in Iraq? Good morning. Miles O'Brien with me. He's in for John for the rest of the week.
Good morning to you, Celeste. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The war in Iraq dragged on longer than the Civil War, longer than World War II. But this morning, U.S. combat troops are out of Iraq. Major combat operations came to an end when the 4th Stryker Brigade crossed the border into Kuwait early this morning.
It just feels great. You know, just packing everything up, going home.
The toll has been substantial. 4,415 American soldiers killed, another 32,000 wounded. Pentagon numbers put the war's cost at $742 billion so far. An estimated 100,000 Iraqis have been killed. Earlier this morning, we asked Hans Blix, the man who headed the UN's search for weapons of mass destruction in the run-up to the war, about the war's legacy.
It's a terrible mistake, a failure that cost a great number of lives, American lives and injured people, and even more Iraqi lives.
50,000 Americans in uniform will remain behind in what's being called a non-combat role, and special forces units will continue to hunt down terrorists, of course. All U.S. forces are scheduled to be out of Iraq by the end of next year.
But what will we leave behind? That's something we asked Michael Gordon, military correspondent for a partner of the New York Times, early this morning.
Iraq will have no air force. Well, who's going to patrol the Iraqi skies? It almost certainly will be the United States.
Joining us now from Baghdad is Jane Araf, correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. She was with the Stryker Brigade 4 days ago as they began leaving. Jane, Michael Gordon of the New York Times said that this is more symbolic for the U.S. public than it is a real withdrawal from Iraq. Do you feel the same?
Absolutely. I think we can't ignore the symbolism, though. This is, in a sense, for many of these soldiers, closure. They drove in, they're driving out. But really, in terms of milestones, I think what it does is open a new chapter rather than close that entire book that was the Iraq War. The war for many people, for many Iraqis, is not over yet.
All right. We're going to talk more with Jane Araf about the chapter that has been closed. Stay with us.
Now to Pakistan, where later today the U.S. is expected to increase its aid to $150 million. Speaking in Islamabad, Senator John Kerry tells NBC News the U.S. can't let extremists fill the void.
It is important that Pakistan be stable. It's important for all of our security that the insurgents not be able to use this in order to gain ground.
This morning, waters cover about a fifth of Pakistan, an area roughly equal to the size of the state of Florida. The floods have affected more than 20 million people.
And Asian European markets are up. Futures are up. The Dow will get underway at 10,415. The S&P opens at 1,094. The NASDAQ opens at 2,215. When the bell rings, you will be able to buy GM stock. They filed their paperwork to sell
what
stock
a turnaround,
to the
huh?
public. But as we said, 7.5 years ago, half years have passed. The last combat brigade has left Iraq. Was it worth it? One of our listeners writes on Facebook, honestly, we might not know the answer to that for another 100 years. If we look back at history, empires have risen and faded away, and many times the war they fought ultimately only resulted as one or two sentences in our modern history books. Interesting. What's your take? What's our legacy of the Iraq War? 8778-MY-TAKE.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.